legislation is likely to be passed this year. Connie Lawn, IRN USA Radio News, the White House.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including the existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, people are always sending me DVDs and books. And if you have sent me something and I haven't responded, it's really that we're so terribly busy. We try to look at everything. We can't read every book. But somebody sent us a DVD recently. It was simply a list of old Jack Benny programs, and of course I love Jack Benny, and so there was one of them called, said, "You Can Change the World," and so I pulled that one up, and it was with Jack Benny, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and several other well-known names at the time, and basically it was a program about America, and about the importance of the Declaration of Independence, and as Bob Hope said, you know, you can talk about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but if you don't understand the Declaration of Independence, you can't understand America because it deals with God. And they brought out, in the course of this, supposedly some Catholic priest was heading a group called basically the Christophers, and they were out trying to get people involved, trying to get America back to what it used to be. And he said, you know, there's 1% of the people who have a different agenda, and they really want, of course, to create wars and strife and all the problems we have, but we're the vast majority of the people, and if people work with God, why, we can change America. Now, this was done 50 years ago, but they kept stressing the importance of God in America. Well, this was before, of course, the Supreme Court took God out of our country and out of our schools, out of Bible, the Ten Commandments, prayer out of our schools, any celebration of Christmas out of our schools. We can celebrate Ramadan in the schools, but boy, and we can have certain Jewish things in the schools, but we can't have anything Christian because, you see, the Supreme Court, controlled by the Masons, wanting to change America, took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and they knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted to convert us into a secular society, and then the step beyond that would be in the occult society. And, of course, to accept the idea that there is another dimension, you can tap into it, and you can have great wealth and fame and fortune, and you can. But, of course, at a terrible price in eternity. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in the spiritual battle, and there really are people who hate the God of the Bible, which only confirms my faith that it's absolutely true. And the reason that they had to take Bible out of the schools is because it is true. It warns you against the people who can access the other dimension, the astrologers and the fortune tellers and the mediums and certainly the diviners and all of these people, of course, who can tap into the other dimension. And until you understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, nothing makes sense. And they do not teach our Constitution in our schools or the biblical basis of our Constitution. Why? Because they want to enslave the American people. And that little 1% is perhaps not many more than that. Probably not even that many. There are only a small number of them, but they're well organized. They've tapped into the other dimension. They have unlimited money. And they bought up literally every major means of communication in America. And fortunately, you have stations like this where at least you can hear the truth and you have to help us get it out. Well, with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And we've been working for 9 years with David to try to get people to set up their programs in their own homes, their schools, their districts, their neighborhood, to teach people the essence of our Constitution, which has been taken out of our law schools and out of our universities. But we understand what our founders said. It is the foundation of this country. It's the law of this country. Isn't it a shame that most Americans don't really value freedom? And they will not value it until it's lost. But it will soon be lost if we don't get back to the fundamentals. So without further ado, Pastor David Whitney. Hi, David. How are you this morning?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a blessing to be with you, and you're absolutely right about the spiritual foundation, that liberty is based in a spiritual foundation. The text on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia there is taken out of Leviticus, proclaim liberty throughout the land, and God's law, when it's followed by mankind in any society, not just ours, if any society were to sit down and determine they were going to follow God's law, follow the Ten Commandments, they were going to implement God's system of justice, they would have liberty for everyone. But the tyrants, as you say, those who hate liberty and those who hate God and are servants of Satan, are doing everything they can to destroy liberty. And they've done an excellent job in misinforming most Americans about what our country's actually founded upon and what our Constitution actually says. And understanding, as you were saying, of the Declaration is essential. If you were to summarize it in three simple points, it's first, there is a Creator God. Secondly, all of our rights come from that Creator God, not from government, but from God. Thirdly, the sole purpose, sole, and should be bold and underlined, the sole purpose of human civil government is to protect, defend, and secure those God-given rights. Nothing else, not to educate your children, not to see that your seatbelt's fastened, not to do any of the things, the millions of things our government on both federal, state, and local are doing, are really a violation of what our founders said government is supposed to be about in the first place. And as Washington said, government is a wonderful blessing when it's within its limits, like fire in a fireplace. It can do you a great deal of good in the fireplace, but when it's outside, it burns down the whole house, and liberty is destroyed. Well, in our previous times together, we've been walking through the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights was crafted because our founders distrusted even the limited, delegated, enumerated powers spelled out in the seven articles of our Constitution. That was not enough. They said, we got to erect an additional structure around our Constitution that keeps the federal government within the limited boundaries that we've designed for it. We want the state governments to do a whole lot of things, but the federal government to do very, very, very few things, just the things we've specified. So we've talked about the process of the court system, which is dealt with in the Fourth Amendment through the Eighth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment limits what the federal government can do. If they suspect you have committed some crime or broken some law, they are limited in their investigative powers and must have a warrant and so forth, as the Fourth Amendment deals with. And if they then charge you with having committed a crime, the Fifth Amendment kicks in. Your rights that protect you from abuse by the judicial system, and our founders are very familiar with abuse of the judicial system, because if you look at the Declaration of Independence, a major portion of the 28 reasons why they were separating from Great Britain was King George's abuse of the judicial system, denial of trial by jury, and so on and so forth, all very important protections that they built into the Fifth Amendment. Now, if...
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back here in just a moment, here at the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and of course, what David is saying is basically that the founding fathers of the United States wanted to limit the power of government because they knew that it was government that could create despotism. So they wanted to limit the power of the federal government. Why? Because you have very little say in Washington, D.C. You elect your representative. Well, you don't really represent him. Elect him. He's elected by the people who control your newspapers, control your radio, control your television, and they are the ones that create your reality, and you vote for the candidate they want you to vote for, and they ridicule and demonize his opposition. So you really don't have an electoral process, but at the state and local level you do. So they wanted to limit the power of the central government so that matters dealing with life, liberty, and property would be dealt with certainly at the state and the local level. And at least you have a voice there, and you can organize, or you can pick up and leave. But they feared an all-powerful federal government. Where do you move when the federal government becomes tyrannical? That was the secret of America, the limitation of the power of the federal government. But you see, there are people who don't believe in that. There have always been people who wanted a dictatorship. And, of course, that's at 1%. Well, it's even far less than that. But a group of very wealthy and powerful people want a dictatorship in America today. And that's why, of course, they elect presidents. They put them in power so that they will carry out their program to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., to take us into a cashless society, to destroy our religious belief, to take us from war to war, to entertain us with television, and of course, appeal to all of our base instincts, so that we will not understand the truth of God's word. Go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And if the government has charged you with a crime, the Fifth Amendment secures your rights in that process. And if you then have to go stand trial, the Sixth and Seventh Amendments deal with that. The Sixth Amendment, if you're charged criminally, protects your rights, speedy trial, public trial, and so on. The Seventh Amendment deals with civil cases, if you're charged with having committed a civil offense or you're being sued in federal court. Those are your protections in the Seventh Amendment. And then when we come to the Eighth Amendment, is the final stage, that if you are indeed convicted by a jury of your peers of having violated the law, then the limits upon the punishment that can be meted out to you as a citizen are also spelled out there. So you look at this and say, our founders knew you cannot trust the judicial system, you cannot trust the police powers, you cannot trust the penitentiary systems, you cannot trust any of these. You need to restrict the powers of the government, not only to search and arrest, but then to put people on trial. You need to limit it, and you need to be certain the process is a fair trial. We don't trust government at any level of these actions that can be taken against we the citizens, because they knew that abuse, had it personally, some of them had personally experienced that. They had neighbors and friends that experienced that kind of abuse in the judicial system, things like the Court of the Star Chamber in England, notorious for being the wicked kind of kangaroo court where you have no rights whatsoever. And they wanted to be sure that we, the citizens, were not leaving one form of tyranny under King George III to form another tyranny under Washington, D.C. And sad to say, that's what has developed as we, the people, have slackened our care to be sure that those who go to Washington, D.C. truly know what the supreme law of the land says, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. Furthermore, that they hold our founders' view of law and government, that, as we said, was really summarized in the Declaration. There's a creator God. Our rights come from him. The sole purpose of government is to secure and protect those God-given rights. So as we step from the Eighth Amendment to the final two amendments of our Bill of Rights, the Ninth Amendment deals with an objection that was raised by some people, Alexander Hamilton being perhaps the most vocal one in this, and he objected that if you put a Bill of Rights together, that could be a dangerous thing, because all the rights that you did not list in that Bill of Rights, a future government might assume that you had forfeited those rights. So if you were to ask all of the listeners this afternoon to sit down with a piece of paper, write down all their God-given rights, and take that list, and that list is going to be finalized, and what's on the list they will have as rights. What they forgot or didn't know about, you've kind of forfeited those. Now, the theory would be that, well, if it isn't in the Bill of Rights or isn't in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then you have forfeited. Well, I don't agree with that theory, but I understand the argument and why there would be a concern that there might be a danger in not specifying this. So the Ninth Amendment answered that objection very specifically, saying the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others, that is, other rights retained by the people. Just because it's not listed in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights doesn't mean you don't have it. And where do we find where your God-given rights are? We find it in the Bible, God's Word. Our founders very clearly referred to God's Word in the Declaration of Independence, which is what most Americans have no idea, that the phrase, the laws of nature and nature's God, that second phrase, the laws of nature's God, refers directly to the Bible. And we know that because all of our founders read and studied William Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England, and he described just three forms of law. The laws of nature, that first phrase in the Declaration of Independence, the revealed law, which is the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, and then municipal law, the laws that human beings write. And so our founders would say, your rights, and if you want to know what your rights are, study the Bible. As you read God's Word, you'll discover you have a right to private property. Where do you get that? Well, you get it from the command that says, thou shalt not steal. Well, you can only steal somebody's property if they actually own the property. For example, in the communist system, nobody owns property. The state owns everything, and you can't steal another person's property. You could steal the state's property or some crime against the state, but nobody has private property in their godless atheist system of government. You don't have property rights in their system. Well, that's not biblical. It's not according to God's law, and your rights are secured through a constitution and a Bill of Rights. But this is the Ninth Amendment is a very important limitation on the federal government, saying the federal government cannot restrict or deny rights that God has given to you. And again, we need to understand that our founders' biblical view of law and government, that which is truly an American view of law and government, is that the Bible is the source of the supreme law of the universe, God's law, and it's the Bible that tells us what our God-given rights are. And the key word here in this, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. The key word is retained. See, the Ninth Amendment does not give the courts the authority to create new rights, which is exactly what our Supreme Court has been doing, new rights to murder the unborn baby, a rights they claim of a woman to hire a contract killer to murder the baby in her own womb, her supposed right to abortion. That's a created right. It's not a God-given right. How do we know? You go back to the Bible, and that is a crime. It's not a right to murder your unborn child. Or how about Lawrence v. Texas, the idiotic Supreme Court case that says God's law, and I guess I shouldn't say idiotic because these people have their own satanic philosophy that they're following, and it's very evident what they're following. God's law says sodomy is a crime. Sodomy is a violation of God's law. You don't have a right to do wrong. You don't have a right to murder the unborn. You don't have a right to commit sodomy. It's against God's law, the supreme law of the universe. Therefore, you have no right to do this. Well, if you read Lawrence v. Texas, supposed act that struck down all 50 states' sodomy laws, Lawrence v. Texas basically says God's law, which says sodomy is a crime. God's law is illegal, God's law is immoral, and God's law is unconstitutional. Well, where do these black-robed tyrants get off saying such things? They do so because they believe they are God. They're above the God of the Bible. Therefore, they can criticize the God of the Bible and say, well, his law is about sodomy. That's not law. It's illegal. It's immoral. I mean, God, calling God immoral, these people, oh, there's going to be a deep, deep place in hell reserved for them unless they repent before their death. So the Ninth Amendment is important to remember that retained means you have God-given rights, and the Ninth Amendment protects only those God-given rights. And those God-given rights are recognized and have been protected under English common law, because all the way back to Magna Carta, and even earlier than Magna Carta, although much wasn't written down before Magna Carta. But so ancient Englishmen's rights through English common law, and then coming into American common law. And common law, both English and American common law, was really rooted in God's word, the universal law of the universe given from the given in the Bible to us. So that Ninth Amendment understanding is an important protection as well as a limitation on the federal government, telling the federal government they could not invent new rights that were not already understood from God's word to be rights that human beings are given. And this is a difficult idea, I think, to get across to most Americans, because we're a law-abiding people generally and want to be compliant to those in authority. We want to respect those in authority. And so our knee-jerk reaction to most things is to accept what is told to us is law. You know, well, if the legislature spilled some ink on a piece of paper and they passed it on the executive branch, what do we say? Well, the executive branch signs it into law. And then the judicial branch will weigh in and evaluate it and say, oh, yeah, this is constitutional, and therefore this is law, and everybody in America is supposed to just give up and say, okay, well, if the Supreme Court says it's law. Not so. Not so fast. Our founders said, no. There is a final standard by which it must be measured. And, of course, the first standard would be our Constitution. Is it constitutional? But then even above the Constitution, and in a sense more important than the Constitution, is God's Word, the Bible, the supreme law of the universe. Because, as Blackstone said, if any human law, that is a municipal law, Blackstone called it, any municipal law, it violates or disagrees with the supreme law of the universe, what Blackstone called the laws of nature and the revealed law, God's Word, the Bible, if it disagrees with it, it's not law at all. And that's a very hard understanding, I think, for most of us as Americans to wrap our brains around, that a lot of things that purport to be law today are not law at all. How do we know whether they're law or not? Well, we compare it with the ultimate standard, the supreme law of the universe, God's Word, the Bible. And so I'd encourage every listener not only to be reading and studying your Constitution, Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, but read through the Bible. And well, let's move from the Ninth and look at the Tenth Amendment. This is a huge importance. This is, some of our founders called it, the cornerstone of freedom. And it sets in concrete our framers' view of the covenantal nature of government. And by this covenantal nature, the government only has such powers as we, the people, delegate to it through the Constitution. and it has no ability to define its own powers or the extent of its ability to do anything. It's we the people who give it the limitations, we the people who give it the permission to do anything that it does at all. And the Tenth Amendment says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it, that is, by the Constitution, to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. You need to understand, therefore, that our Constitution is a restrictive document. It says these are the specific things, and if you want a list of that specific list, is Article 1, Section 8, very important, 18 things on that list. Those are the specific things that we, the people, have given permission, and therefore we've given them the power, excuse me, not the right, but the power to do these specific 18 things and nothing else that's not on the list. They don't have the power to do it. And there's so many things being done in Washington, D.C. today that are a violation of this. One estimate, I think it was the Cato Institute, did a little research project. They determined that more than 90% of everything done, of every penny spent by the federal government, is a violation of our Constitution. So they're breaking the law continuously. And the Tenth Amendment says they can't do that. that only the things that we've delegated to them are they permitted to do. Note also there in the Tenth Amendment, it refers to the prohibitions on the state governments. And if you read Article 1, Section 10, there's a list of things that state governments are not permitted to do. So our Constitution, U.S. Constitution, does have some limitations on the state government. But those powers, if they're not been delegated by we the people, they remain either in the states or to we the people, that we have not given them to any government, not a state government, not a county government, or nor a federal government. And this is so largely ignored today that the philosophy of government by most of those in Washington, D.C., you've probably seen some of the YouTube clips of senators and congressmen saying ridiculous things when they're asked, well, what is the limits on the power of the federal government? Those kind of questions, their response is, there is no limit on our federal government. The federal government can do whatever it deems to be best according to their definition.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Standback here, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. And David, before we go on, will you tell our listeners how they can get a kit and begin teaching of the Constitution in their area, their school, their neighborhood? How can they get a kit? How can they try this on the Internet and then, of course, begin teaching it in their home or elsewhere? Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. We know that many people would be intimidated with the idea of teaching the Constitution themselves, so we've structured two programs. First is we have an online course that people can go to our website, iotconline.com. There they can sign up and take our U.S. Constitution course. We also have two additional courses, one on the jury duty, things you're not likely to be told about jury duty in the court system, and then, of course, on the Maryland Constitution for those who are interested in one specific state constitution. But the U.S. Constitution course, the Foundations course, most importantly, will help a student understand and have a working knowledge of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence, and most importantly, our founders' philosophy of government that is underlying all of that, that is essential to understand that philosophy of government if you're going to understand what the founding documents actually meant. And so we encourage people to take the online course if they'd like to do it that way. And then after they've trained themselves, having gone through the course, to get a host kit, and the host kit contains everything they need to conduct a class. The lectures are delivered by constitutional law professor John Eidsmo, 12 lectures, half hour each lecture, and then two lectures by David Barton, a student notebook that has a detailed outline of each of the lectures and test questions and study materials and all that they need, and then a host manual that helps the person hosting the class by giving them the answer to all the test questions and everything they need to organize the class. So this is being done all over America, and we're very excited at this time because we see Americans are angry, Americans are upset. They're coming in record numbers to Tea Party events and the 8/12 event in D.C. Recently here. They're coming because they recognize something is desperately wrong with our country, and we're connecting with many of the people across the country who recognize what's wrong is that our government is violating the law. And they're getting away with violating the law, and you'd say Washington, D.C., now the D.C. stands for District of Criminals. They're violating the law because we, the people, are supposed to keep them in check. We're supposed to hold their feet to the fire, be sure that they abide by the law. Well, if we don't know what that standard is, if we don't know what the limitations are, Article 1, Section 8 limitations and that sort of thing, we can't do our job. And the criminals roam freely to do whatever they please. And we don't remove them from office because we don't know that they're violating their oath of office. So it's vitally important to restore our republic, that everyone who is listening to this train themselves, take the online course or purchase a host kit and conduct a class. Our online course is at iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And we have a web store there as well where you can purchase the host kit as well as many other materials that can help you understand our Constitution, understand our founders' form of government. If you want to call toll-free to place an order, our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 1-866-730-9796. And we're very encouraged because we've been at this for over 10 years, and we're seeing in the past year an enormous interest in what we're doing, an enormous response of people purchasing host kits and getting student manuals and conducting classes, and what's really encouraging is to see the multiplication that has to happen for us to restore the republic. As I've gone and graduated classes, and in that graduation of the class, 5 new classes spring out of the one class that we graduate. And that's very encouraging because it tells me that people get it. They understand they not need to understand these principles themselves, but they need to reach as wide a circle of people that they can influence. Because it's only, as you said, it's only a small minority that have taken us in the direction of dictatorship and tyranny. But the rest of us can turn it back because the supreme law of our land is still the United States Constitution. Even though it's been violated, even though it's being trampled and treated as if it's a piece of trash by the federal government, we the people can change that. But we can only do it if we first understand it. And then we influence as many people as we can reach to change their understanding as well. So we can put the federal government back within the limits that our founders designed for it. And that's why it's so important to study these materials. Well, when we think about the delegated powers that are referred to here in the 10th Amendment, powers not delegated, one of the ideas, the false shuffle that's being presented to us today is that government has powers that don't come from us somehow. They've just, I don't know, they've got them from God themselves, and that's the old theory of the divine right of kings. You know, God made me king, and whatever I do is right because God has given me this right. No, that's not a biblical idea. It's not an American idea. But you hear things like, this average citizen cannot own a firearm. They should not be able to carry a firearm when they're out and about. Well, wait a minute. Well, if the citizen cannot own a firearm, how can the government own any firearms? How can the police have firearms? How can the soldiers have firearms? You see, when we understand the worldview of our founders, governments have no rights at all. They only have powers, and as it says here, those powers are delegated by we, the people. So, for example, if I, in my community, gather together my neighbors and say, we have a problem with break-ins happening, we have a problem with crime going on, we need to band together as a group to help protect ourselves, our property, our life, our liberty, and let's hire a policeman who's going to do that for us while we're not at home. And so we hire this policeman, and we delegate him the authority and the power to carry a gun. Now, does that suddenly mean we don't have the power to carry a gun or to protect ourselves? Or use another word picture. But if I hired a bodyguard, this person, I gave them the responsibility to protect me, and if I was accosted by anyone, that they would deal with this person who accosted me. Well, if my bodyguard fell down on the job and I'm walking down the street one day, and for whatever reason he decided he wasn't going to protect me from the thug that jumped out to steal my wallet, because I've hired him, does that mean I cannot protect myself? That I cannot deal directly with this thug who's trying to steal my wallet? Well, of course not. We know that's ridiculous. But that's exactly what government is. We, the people, have God-given rights and therefore have combined together in a constitution with our fellow citizens to delegate certain limited enumerated powers to our government to protect our God-given rights. We don't lose those rights by delegating it to our government. No. We still have all the rights that we had to begin with. We have just given responsibilities to our government, federal government in this case we're looking at, to do certain limited things that they can help us protect and secure our God-given rights. And so the theory of government that many people are following today in their thinking, and they've been successfully propagandized, I believe, is that government is the one that determines what the limits of its own powers are. Well, that's kind of like giving the key to the alcoholic to the brewery. You know, he's going to be as drunk as a skunk all the time if you give him the key to the brewery because he has no self-control. And that's what we need to realize about government that our founders' view of human nature caused them to realize. Human beings are all fallen. They're all sinners. As Scripture says, all have fallen short of the glory of God. And because of that, you can never trust any individual, even the best of individuals. You can never trust them with power that's unlimited, unchecked. Because they will use that power.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt. Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. David, our last segment, you go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And we're praying for a recovery and a reintroduction of this idea that government is by consent of the governed. It's we the people who've given certain limited delegated powers to our government, and only those powers that we have delegated to it, is it permissible, is it lawful to, for them to exercise, which is why I can refer to Washington, D.C. as the District of Criminals, because 90-plus percent of everything they're doing is a violation of this Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. And, you know, what do you call somebody who breaks the law? Well, you call them a lawbreaker, and if they have a repeat pattern of being a repeat offender, that every time you turn around they're breaking the law, well, eventually you call them criminals. So I think it's justifiable to think of Washington, D.C. as a district of criminals, because most of the people, with some notable exceptions such as Ron Paul and to some degree some of the other senators, congressmen, although very few of the senators, they are violating the law every day in everything they do. And this must stop, or we will lose our freedoms. And we the people must rise up and not allow it to continue, throw the bums out, replace them with people who do understand the Constitution and who will abide by it. And it's up to we the people to keep those elected representatives in line and keep their feet to the fire. So we need to know the limits placed upon the federal government by our Constitution. And the Tenth Amendment refers to this. One of the encouraging signs of what's happening in America today is many state legislatures are passing Tenth Amendment resolutions. That is, they are recognizing that what Washington, D.C. is doing is a violation of the law, and they're putting Washington, D.C. on notice, saying, look, we're not going to allow you to go on violating the law. Now, many of these Tenth Amendment resolutions do not have teeth in them yet, but I know some states are moving towards that direction, and there's proposals in some state legislatures that would put teeth to their Tenth Amendment resolution, which essentially would say when the federal government tries to force us to fund illegal activities on the part of the federal government. You know, when we think of that, what is it when you force somebody to fund illegal activities? That's kind of like the mafia, you know, protection money. We're going to take this money from you to do illegal activities. If you do not comply with us taking this money from you, we're going to break your legs. We're going to, you know, that kind of activity. Well, people are recognizing that's what the scam is here. Washington, D.C. is forcing the states to send money to Washington to do things that are illegal, things that Washington has no permission from we the people to do, no constitutional authority or power to do. So these Tenth Amendment resolutions are an encouraging sign that state legislatures are beginning to wake up to their responsibility, because truly our founders structured a system not only for the individual citizens to hold their elected representatives accountable in Washington, D.C., but most importantly, that the state legislatures would hold Washington, D.C. accountable. When we get to the 17th Amendment, we'll talk about what a disaster that was because it weakened the power of the states to do that task of holding Washington, D.C. Accountable. So the 10th Amendment, extremely important, and I'm encouraged to see that there's a growing understanding of its importance in our day. So that's the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. And those 10 amendments all were restricting the activities and the powers of our federal government. They were designed to place a thick, and it was supposed to be an impregnable wall around the activities of the federal government, so like a playing field with four boundaries on it. The Bill of Rights would be a thick brick wall at those four boundaries of the playing field so that the ball of the federal government's activities could not go outside the boundaries designed and laid down by the seven articles of our Constitution. Now, when we step away from the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, and into the subsequent 17 amendments of our Constitution, most of those, with few exceptions, but most of those are punching holes in that wall that the Bill of Rights established around our Constitution. They're giving power for the federal government to operate outside the boundaries. And so they are, most of those are an expansion of the federal power, not a contraction of it or not keeping it within the limits. And so I believe there's a number of those amendments that we'd be better off without or better off undoing, just like we undid the 18th Amendment prohibition. Well, let's look at the first of those. We have just a moment or two left here. But the first is the 11th Amendment. And this 11th Amendment came quickly on the heels of the ratification of the Bill of Rights, and it dealt with a case, Chisholm v. Georgia, in which a citizen of another state made a contract with the state of Georgia, and Georgia defaulted on this contract. I don't remember the exact details, but Georgia did not fulfill its responsibilities in this contract, and so Chisholm sued the state of Georgia for breach of contract, and I believe he had a right to do so. Well, the state of Georgia ultimately went up to the Supreme Court. The state of Georgia lost that case, and they were rather upset. And so they gathered together with the other states and said, we're going to amend the Constitution and make it illegal for a citizen of another state to sue a state that they are not a citizen of. If you form a contract with a state, you're a businessman, you have a company, and you're going to form a contract with another state, but you are not a citizen of that state, the 11th Amendment says you can never sue that state. Unless that state gives you permission to sue it, and what state is going to give you permission to sue it? None. So a restriction here upon what would appear to me the contract of rights of citizens who are not part of the state that they are making the contract with. So there's a two-edged sword here. In one way, the 11th Amendment does recognize the sovereignty of individual states, that they have sovereign powers. And that the federal government, this 11th Amendment, in one sense, restricts the federal government from interfering with the sovereign powers of the state. So you might say this is a good amendment in that it gives it recognizes the sovereignty of the individual states. But I think ultimately it's a bad amendment because it does not recognize the sacred right of contracts. And our founders had that view that when you form a contract with another individual, you're entering into an obligation that you must fulfill. It's a sacred obligation. And they knew that if contracts could be easily violated, you know, economically, business would not function because everything's dependent on those commitments, those contracts you make. And so if people who are not citizens of one state are restricted from having their contract rights guaranteed, which is essentially what the 11th Amendment does, it means that if you're not a citizen of a state, you don't want to do any business with that state. You don't want to do any financial economic activity that involves the state government because you don't have your God-given rights, your contract rights, secured. So in a sense, I think the 11th Amendment is a weakening, not a strengthening.
All right. We're out of time, David. We'll talk to you again next month. Thanks very much for being
here. God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for the great work you're doing.
We, the people of the the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoy our regular conversations with Pastor David Whitney. We have something called the Documents of Freedom, put together by Chuck Baldwin, and they basically are the 40 major documents upon which our history is founded, from the Mayflower Compact all the way through Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and the farewell address of Lincoln, certainly the farewell address of George Washington, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of the major documents here in this folder we have called the Foundations of Our Freedom. If you're interested in getting one, our number 1-800-544-8927. That's the founding documents. And then, Chris, we want to remind you we're having our all-day conference on the 17th of October, and I'm really pleased with the response we've had so far. But if you're planning on coming, you'll need reservations. We're bringing in speakers from across the country, and, of course, that's on the 17th of October, Aptos Seascape Golf Course here on the north shore of beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand what's really going on today, you have to understand there's one organization that really controls our country. It's called the Trilateral Commission. To understand what it's up to, you need to read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. It's out of print. But we've bought secondhand copies, and we offer them to you. And you read the one chapter on unelected rulers. It's worth the cost of the book. You need to understand that they intend to take over, as Barry Goldwater said, to seize political control of the government of the United States. They control it. We have the syllabus called the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, where we've actually just taken the membership list we got from the Trilateral Commission, and this, of course, we have the CFR membership list and the Bilderberg membership list and the Group of 30. You've never even heard of that, but they're the ones who control the finances of our nation. The membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness is available from Radio Liberty. We have our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and the Brotherhood of Darkness special of the DVD. You need to understand who is really behind what's going on today and the true nature of the spiritual battle that's being fought. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Of course, if you haven't seen the DVDs, the excellent DVDs on the secret mystery of America's beginning, there are three of them in the set, and you can get them separately. The prophetic nature of what's going on, Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series, there are 10 there, the final countdown, and you can get it part one or part two or both together at a special price. And then, of course, we have his set on fearful creation going into evolution and dinosaurs. How could you give 10 lectures on dinosaurs? Well, they're fascinating, and there's all sorts of wonderful clips interspersed there, the video clips. You'll learn a great deal from Pastor Billy Crone, and there's a reason we have him on a regular basis. So basically, remember, once again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. You can listen on the telephone if you want to. We have a special number to call. Or you can hear our programs on satellite, certainly on the Internet, on shortwave. We want you to get educated. We want you to educate others. That's your job. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there really are people who want to destroy our nation. They want to transfer our wealth, our jobs, our manufacturing overseas. It's all in the Earth Charter. We'll send you a copy. If you haven't read it, you need to have it. It's the Mein Kampf written by the left of the most powerful.